Good afternoon. I'm Chris Terrell. I'm here with Rotoballer.com and DailyFantasySportsRankings.com. I'm here to talk some NASCAR with Nick Sanchez and Chase Cabry. They're part of the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program. So first of all, Nick, you finished racing Legends and Bandolero cars. Now you're going into late models. Can you explain to me the differences going through the ranks and the differences in the cars?
It's a pretty big difference. You know, Legend car is a single-seater car, same length to the wall on both sides. Late model, you're on one side of the car, so you kind of got to adjust exiting the corners, and it's a pretty big difference, and just the way the car drives and the tracks.
Awesome. I guess, what are some of the steps that you use over the wintertime, you know, to kind of prepare for the upcoming season?
I try to do physical training, try to get in the best shape mentally, and just try to learn the cars and see what they do.
Being a younger driver, do you spend, you know, less time, say, with family? I talked to a lot of the veteran drivers in the Cup Series, and they like to take time off, spend time with their family. Are you more just gearing up, race in the off season?
Yep, that's exactly how I am.
Awesome.
Want to race 24/7.
Yeah. How did you first get into racing?
Well, I started in go-karts when I was 12, and pretty much I spent 3 years in there and moved up to the Legend cars, and now I'm moving up to late models in the road.
Awesome. And then what are your future goals? Where do you want to be in, say, 5 years from now?
In 5 years, I would like to be in the Xfinity Series, just trying to win races, championships possibly.
Awesome. And then I cover fantasy sports, so I guess my question for you would be, do you play fantasy sports? And if you do, which ones do you play?
Yeah, I actually play fantasy football. It'd probably be my favorite. I play with my friends.
Awesome. Yeah, it's good to get in the league. I mean, when you know people that you're playing with, it makes it more competitive, and you can really start getting on their gears and stuff like that. So over to Chase now. It's your second year with the Drive for Diversity program. You are now in the K&N East, NASCAR K&N East. And you're part of the NASCAR Next class. So one thing I learned about you just here recently is you're actually in the NASCAR Heat 2 game. How often do you play, and do with yourself, you know, how often do you play, you know, racing yourself in the game?
I'd say more often than not. We have a PS4 in the shop, and we have a little competition we do every week. So I get on there and like to play as myself and see if I can go win. But I play a lot of iRacing on the side, so where you're always yourself in that game.
Yeah, and then I guess back to the off-season kind of question again, does that iRacing, does that Heat 2, does it really help you prepare, you know, for the upcoming season?
I think iRacing does a good job of keeping your, you know, I'd say keeping your race flow going. You're not racing a real car, but you still have the real life circumstances you get put in an everyday race. So I feel like it kind of keeps you on your toes and keeps you ready to go racing again.
Awesome. And then what would be the next step in your career, your racing career? Is the Truck Series up next for you?
Yeah, the NASCAR Camperworld Truck Series is definitely something that we're trying to push forward to do. With that comes a sponsorship and things of that nature. So I think this year the goal was to go out there, win a championship, win a couple races. Had a rough start last weekend at New Smyrna, but I think we can bounce back and hopefully mount a charge for a championship.
Awesome. And then just kind of over to the fantasy impact and stuff. What is your view, I guess, on you know, fantasy NASCAR, even fantasy sports in general, when it comes to bringing new fans into the sport?
I'm a big DraftKings player myself for NASCAR. I think it's something that keeps you more entertained during a race. It's something that gives you a six-driver lineup to root for every week. Whether you like that person or not, you hope they run good. And I feel like that's something that it helps, and it also helps those guys that are, you know, David Reagans and Jeffrey Earnhardt, you know, some of your underfunded drivers, because you end up being a fan for them for a race. And that's something that the fans can really attest to, that I feel like it helps a lot. And I love it. I love gambling. So I've got a full spreadsheet, I think, that works, and hell, half the time it doesn't. But I do think DraftKings really does help NASCAR as a sport.
Awesome. I'll have to share my spreadsheet with you, too, and see what you think. Maybe yours is better than mine.
Probably not.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. See you at the awards tomorrow morning, and good luck this season.
Awesome. Thank you.